Everything should be perfect for Sonny and Buddy today, and all their family should be very happy. With the mystery completely solved, a confession from Maria Lopez that she was responsible for the death of Jim, and last but not least, the recovery of the missing $900. Well, what more could our adventurers ask? We find Sonny, Buddy, and Betty walking down the street, and are they happy? Just listen.
Oh, boy, aren't you glad we have that mortgage paid off, Betty?
Oh, yes, it seems too good to be true.
And won't Dad be happy when we hand him this canceled mortgage? Then he can look at the old house, car, and truck and know that it's free from debt again.
And wasn't Jim's lawyer nice? He was so obliging about everything.
Say, Betty, I thought they said the mortgage paper was lost.
Well, it was for a while, but Jim's lawyer found it locked up in a safe out at the nightclub. The lawyer discovered after he opened the safe that Jim had quite a lot of property.
I wonder who'll get Jim's property and money now.
His wife, I suppose.
Well, will she get it even if she has to go to jail?
I don't know. But if what she says is true, most of the property and money was hers in the first place. You know, I felt real sorry for her when she told that story. Didn't you?
Yes, I did. If she tells her story to the judge and jury like she told it to us, I bet they'll let her go free.
You just couldn't help feeling sorry for her. Hey, weren't you surprised when she said that Jim was the leader of a smuggling band? I never suspected that of Jim, did you?
Yeah, and we always thought he was so nice. That accounts for those smugglers hanging around his nightclub all the time. And those gangsters shooting at him that night. I heard one of them say that Jim had double-crossed him, and then he started shooting.
Yeah, I guess it was sort of a gang war, like you see in the movies and read about in detective magazines.
Maybe the sheriff was right when he told us that Jim's nightclub was no place for us to sing.
Say, Betty, now that we've paid the mortgage and cleared all the debt off the house car, well, Dad can move it away to another city, can't he?
Oh, yes.
Sure. Dad said he was going to take the show back to the States as soon as everything was straightened out here in Mexico.
I wonder if Mother will go or let us go with Dad.
I don't know. I hope she'll make up with Dad and go along with us. I sort of like to travel and see new places. Don't you, Sonny?
Yeah. I'd like to see all the big cities like Chicago and New York and Washington. Oh, gee, it's fun going from place to place. Mother says we must take our traveling craze from Dad because she doesn't like to travel.
That's because she isn't used to it.
You know, sometimes I think your mother would go along if I were not here.
Oh, Betty, don't say that.
Well, I'm going to have a long talk with your mother about it. You know, I love you boys just the same as if you were my brothers. But I know how much your mother loves you, too. And if I thought for one minute that I was standing in the way of her happiness, I'd...
You'd what?
Oh, never mind. Just forget that I said anything about it.
Hi, Sonny. Hi, Buddy. Hi, you, Miss Betty.
Hello, Sheriff. You going somewhere to get the news at what's dividing?
No, ain't going nowhere. I'm going to park old Blue Loaf right here and let her rest a spell. Wait till I turn her around.
Hey! You can't make a turn in the middle of the block like that.
What can't you say?
I say you can't turn that car around in the middle of the block.
Oh, yeah, I think she'll make it all right.
Well, say, listen to that song, Betty.
Pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's coming from this music store here.
Say, I'd like to learn that song.
You want to go in and buy a copy of it?
Well, have we got enough money left?
Oh, I think so. Suppose we go in here and ask them to let us try over some of their songs.
All right, come on.
How do you do? How do you do? What can I do for you?
We'd like to try a few of your songs.
Certainly, go right ahead.
Well, let's try this June in January.
Okay. It's pretty.
It's June in January because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold. The trees are bare, but I can feel a scent of roses in the air. It's June January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
Oh, gee, that's a key note. Oh,
I like that song.
Say, here's one. It isn't new, though.
Oh, 42nd Street. No, it's not new, but it's pretty. Try it, will you, Buddy?
All right, Betty, you play it.
All right. Here we go.
And meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Shady ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. They're side by side, they're glorified. We're the underworld to meet the elite. 42nd Street.
Oh, that's loud. That's loud.
I like that.
Would you like to get these two?
Yeah, let's take both those we just tried.
All right. Say, how much are these two copies?
70 cents.
All right, we'll take them.
Here you are. 70 cents.
Thank you. Call again.
We will. Would you boys like to get an ice cream soda?
I'll say we would. Yes, ma'am. Oh, here's the sheriff.
Let's have him to join us.
All right. Sheriff, would you like to have an ice cream soda?
Yeah, I don't care if I do. I ain't had ice cream soda since I was a boy.
Well, come on, right in this drugstore. What kind do you want, Buddy?
I think I'll have chocolate.
What kind of ice cream soda will you have, Sheriff?
Root beer.
Oh, oh, oh. Ooh, I can't stand root beer. You know, when I was a little kid, I went into a drugstore and asked for a dose of castor oil. Well, the clerk fixed me up a great big root beer and placed it on the counter, and I drank every drop of it. And then I waited around for about an hour, and finally the clerk said, "What are you waiting for, Buddy?" I said, "I'm waiting for the castor oil." He said, "Why, I gave it to you in the root beer you drank." And then I started to cry, and I yelled at him, "The dose of castor oil wasn't for me. I wanted it for my brother, son."
Okay, what's that?
There's a fire somewhere.
Let's go to it, Buddy.
All right, come on. You want to go, Betty?
No, I'm afraid of fires. I'm going to stay here and finish my soda. But if you boys go, be careful.
Wait, boys, I'll go with you. I'm a right smart-handed fire. I used to be a fireman back home.
It's somewhere close. Yeah, look, the fire engines have stopped near the house car. I hope it isn't.
It is. It is. The house car's on fire. Betty, Betty, come on quick. It's the house car.
What? Oh, Daddy's there alone. Come on, boys, run.
All right, run. I wonder how it started. Oh, look. Look, here comes another fire truck. It's the hook and ladder wagon. Hey, Sheriff, look out. The fire truck's coming.
Hey, Sheriff, look out for the hook and ladder wagon.
Hey. Oh, Sheriff.
One of those ladders knocked the sheriff down.
Sheriff, are you hurt? Are you hurt, Sheriff?
Not much. He just knocked the wind out of me.
Oh. Didn't we yell at you to get out of the way that the fire truck was coming?
I did get out of the way of the fire truck, but what in tarnation was them drunken painters in such an all-fired hurry for?
They weren't drunken painters. That was the hook and ladder wagon.
Look, Betty, the fire seems to be getting worse.
Do you see Dad anywhere?
No. Say, do you suppose Dad was asleep when the fire broke out?
Oh, Sonny, tell the chief and have his men go outside and look. See if Dad and Charcoal are there. Hurry, Sonny, hurry.
All right, we're looking in the truck and all around everywhere for
Dad.
Charcoal.
Sheriff, help him, please. See if you can find Dad.
All right, Miss Betty, I'll look everywhere again.
Yes, where is Doc? Could he have fallen asleep in the house car? And how do you suppose it caught on fire? It seems that someone is doing everything possible to make life miserable for our adventurers. And who could that person be? To get the answer to this latest mystery, tune in to the next adventure of Sonny and Buddy.